So I can lesson nine. One of the things that I've been toying with to kick off the next rhythm is with all these things that, you know, Jeff's presenting on Tuesday nights and on Wednesday nights, and the Awakening the Five Pillars, and then the Transformational Leadership, and that evaluation we did. One of the things that I'm toying with, and I know I talked to Carrot about this, is doing a 21-day ICANN challenge, and what that would be, just simply following the premise of what William Todd outlines, you know, we don't do negative, and we don't associate with negative people. And seeing what that would be like to really, and again, one of the greatest opportunities we have with the new website is being proactive. I made three calls today to one consultant and two customers and just told them it, and literally I was smiling in the rearview mirror as I was talking about how great this new website is, because we've heard that from customers. We've heard it from people. Nancy Cosman shared that with me today, that she's got a customer that really, really likes it. And I'm going, this is exciting.
That's good.
And if they're, you know, yeah, exactly. That is good. Muy bueno, or in Russian, and poor choice of language to divert to, but ochen hotasho, yeah, is, you know, very good. But it really is. It really, really is good. It's better than good. And looking at it from the positive, and I've received a few emails from people that just, you know, I don't know if someone sucked all the patients right out of their bloodstream or what, but that's just where they're at. And it's okay. Because when we're just proactive. Yeah, go ahead, Karen.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish what you were saying, Dan.
Well, just, and it ties right in with, you know, when I was reviewing this lesson this week, I really didn't, my voice to text didn't translate, but if I had to sum it up listening this time, it's simply three words. Mulling is neutralizing. And for me, rather than waiting for somebody to find out that we have a new website, rather than mulling about, do I call them, do I tell them about it, do I tell them about the water specials? No, don't mull at all, because that just neutralizes everything. Mulling is neutralizing. And looking at it from the positive perspective, action is empowering.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead, Karen.
Just so everybody knows, I don't know if anybody else does a newsletter or sends emails to customers with a link for the special. It is not on the website. So I called headquarters today. I requested it. And so Mary Lou very kindly sent a note to feedback. So watch the website, because you might be getting a link for the special itself, or at least have the special on the website where customers can reach it very easily. Okay, they're still working on a whole bunch of stuff, and I think they probably just didn't realize it wasn't there. So just keep an eye on it, because if you want to promote the water specials like I do, that would be an essential as far as I'm concerned.
And as you're saying that, Karen, because you always request it, I'm waiting for it to download, but those of us who are in Dennis and Ruth Williams' organization, it's right there, and they sent it to their whole organization. So I will send it on to you.
Oh, good.
Right now.
How did they get it on there?
Well, this would be the one that Dennis created, obviously.
Oh, he created one. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. Yep, that's got Dennis written all over it. So let's talk about let's talk about this lesson 9. We've got 3 to go. Well, really 2, 10 and 11, and then the overview. And in light of an amazing new website, what did this do for us? I mean, when we're looking at 3 weeks from arriving at that destination, and some of us probably are going, ooh, maybe I bit off more than I could chew. That was a huge audacious goal. Who knows? Let's talk about it.
Well, I had wanted to say something about the positive and negative, putting you in neutral also. Vance, you mentioned something about that, stalling and overthinking the whole thing. And it hasn't been in relation to my Nikan business, but it's been in relation to my other goal for this 90 days, the first quarter, which is getting a house ready to sell by the end of March. And so, you know, I've been able to see that when the aim is clearly defined, when there's a vision, moving forward is possible. And I've always had that problem, I think, with not having a clearly defined vision, and then the whole commitment thing doesn't happen. So, but you know what I've seen myself be able to do with this house, I can see myself being able to also, you know, put that towards my Nikan business here. So, when I run into people, like I had somebody pick up some old typewriters at the house, who the guy actually repairs them, and he's going to find somebody that'll use them. And, I have no problem with, I talked to him about Nikan, did an energy balance test with him. And he wants some information. So, but you really need to get a vision set down on paper that I can look at all the time.
Ron, out of curiosity, doing an energy, a balance test with the typewriter person, what was your lead-in question that you asked? Do you remember?
I generally lead in with, have you heard of Earth Energy Technologies? I just find that easy for me to lead in with.
Excellent. Okay. Okay. Fantastic. And I like your perspective. That's really excellent. And we know your business buddy, Sandy. I heard her on the line. Sandy, you want to take off from that?
Yeah, I was just, that was what I had highlighted as my thought for tonight. So Ron and Renee have rubbed off on me, and that's a really good thing. That to have a principled thought, you know, act on the principled thought, but get a principled thought, get a focus, get a sense of direction, not just, well, I'm going to do 2 hours of Nikan this week, and I'll do 3 over here, and maybe I'll see somebody at Jazzercise, and, you know, but have some structures. And Sunday, my grandson and his wife have decided the first Sunday of each month they're going to have us and her parents and his parents all over for dinner. We're all going to have dinner together and bring something. And I thought, well, I'm going to take I'm not going to pronounce it right. the new water thing.
Hydrogen.
Thank you, Pyrogen. I'm going to take that and say, hey, would you guys like to see this? Because all of them are customers. And they all have the waterfall. So I'm just going to show them this is our new thing. And I think, you know, I probably wouldn't have done that before because I always think, well, I don't want to be doing business when it's social. But, yeah, I do want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the beautiful thing about the hydrogen is building on the excitement of it's not available yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I have one. And, you know, that old phrase I remember hearing Dennis Williams many, many, many years ago, seeing is believing and feeling is the truth. And sometimes we need to remember that, especially, you know, doing energy tests and balance tests. And it really is fun with the hydrogen, especially
yeah.
with people who are used to the waterfall.
Do you think the biggest point to bring out is that it builds antioxidants? You know, it can build more antioxidants in your body?
Karen, answer Sandy's question. How do you approach it?
It doesn't build antioxidants, it provides antioxidants. Okay? That is kind of an encompassing phrase. And, the benefits are different for everybody. So for me, I notice more mental clarity, more energy, more focus.
Mm-hmm.
So for other people, they may feel something else. I don't know. Maybe they feel more flexibility, more mobility, you know, whatever somebody needs. So it's basically, you know, like the rest of the Niken technologies. So that's how I explain antioxidants. Antioxidants work with inflammation. When the inflammation is diminished, the body can do what it's supposed to do, which is get better and perform better.
Okay. Thank you, Kim.
Welcome.
Karen, at this point of the sailing, 9 weeks in.
Hey.
Where you be?
I'd be on track. I'm still looking for new team members. However, I'm keeping in contact with the two that I have that are really wholesale purchasers right now. One of them is becoming more interested. Both of them like the water special, so I'm focusing on that with them. So what I'm doing is I'm putting my efforts where there is opportunity. So instead of negating by saying, I don't have new consultants yet, I'm saying, I am using what I have and focusing on that in a positive way. And so that's basically what I've been doing. My numbers are on track for hitting my number goal. And you'll hear about that at the end of the month.
Wonderful. Renee?
Well, in keeping with sailing words and such, I've run into the doldrums. And so I'm reading the ICANN today, a sentence that really struck me was, remain objective in spite of situations. So with an ICANN attitude, I will always prevail with right action. So even if I have to blow wind into my own sail to get out of the doldrums, I will do that.
I didn't know doldrums was a sailing analogy.
Oh, yeah,
or a ship.
Yeah.
I love that. Thank you.
Doldrums, an equatorial region of the Atlantic Ocean with calm, sudden storms, and light, unpredictable winds.
Wow. Yeah, Jeannie, I'm in the same boat, too. I mean, I'd heard of it before, but I'd never really understood. But, yeah. Another word for it would be the experiencing funk.
Yeah, right.
You know, the funk.
Yeah, I've heard, I know that one though.
What about you, Jeannie?
Oh golly, I the yes and then no. Yes, a thought or an object, and then no, a thought, an object, or I can't. That just blows my mind. And I thought about thought is the beginning of all creation, and then I tied in some of the something about structure, you know, that everything begins with a thought. And so if a building is going to be built, there was a thought behind it. Somebody had this vision and then they made a plan. That was the blueprint, and then they built it. And so that all ties in for me. And it talks about you just refuse to think the negative after you make a decision to do something. And I actually did some good, went with my first, I always like to say my first thought is typically the one that's probably the right one. And the second thought is me going, I don't know. So I did call some of my customers and tell them about the new website, and a couple of my wholesale consultants also, and they were excited about it. I had a lively conversation with one who we had a few words together about things, and we got it resolved. So, you know, it was really, really good. And then I had lunch. I had three lunches out this week, which was quite stressful. No, it was very fun. And two of them are customers, and one's a brand new acquaintance, a snowbird here in town. So it was very fun. It was I had a lot of great conversation. And thought, word, action, habit, and then character, and then destiny. Those are all really big for me. Just do it.
It ties right in with the email that we all should have received. And I'm curious, Ron and Renee, if you received it. I was just reviewing it again. The sender, it says, Lucia, and I'm mispronouncing that, Piorta. But talking about, you know, reminding us what visionary, insider, maker, humanizer, and it ties perfectly in with this lesson that where there is inaction, that's not what we want, but stepping out there, have to be proactive. I don't know. I know Robin's not on. I received an email from her. Who else hasn't spoken up that's on the line?
Am I coming through?
There you go. Go ahead, Hattie Jane.
Hey, mine is a strange journey. I'm working on learning how to use a computer through the internet with a marvelous group of people who do run these courses for folks that need to learn and need to get a job, and you have a skill.
Wondering if we did that.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, keep going. There's a little background chatter, but just keep going.
Okay. I wasn't sure I was on earlier. Okay. So they're really helping me focus on being able to talk to people and make the programs that, you know, we do constantly with the people. So I'm being able to get my words together and focus. Plus, I'm sharing with a whole classroom of folks that might be interested somewhere along the line, and teachers that one teacher I know will be interested. So I'm kind of coming in the side door, but I'm getting my act together.
Wonderful. Fantastic.
And if anybody
got
the reason why I fell down, I didn't.
Say that again, Hattie Jane.
If anybody got that email that saying I'd fallen down and broken, I didn't, folks. I was. They stole my contact list.
Yeah, and I was one of those that fell for it. I told Hattie Jane that I'd be praying for her ankle, that it would get well again, and you know. I'm curious if anyone else, or let me just ask it this way. With anything new, have you been able to take the I Can attitude and utilize it regarding the website? I mean, none of us like to, you know, get to call Nikan. I didn't enjoy, putting in an order at the end of the month. I enjoyed putting in the order, but the heart special, the three nutritionals and the necklace, that's the one I picked, and shipping being $53. I thought, whoosh, wow. And so, of course, I fixed it, but then I followed it up the next day, and I called, and of course I got Mary Lou. I don't know how I always get Mary Lou. But that's one of those opportunities that we all can really take this course and say, you know, that we know there's going to be challenges. We know there's going to be little hiccups, but it's so worth it in the end. And I love the response. Mary Lou was one, and then I can't remember the other gal's name, that when I had another issue, just quickly resolving it. And then on the heels of that, I could hear their fingers typing, so I didn't have to send them a feedback. You know, so any other thoughts,
Dan,
on that? Go ahead.
Ron, and I apologize. I thought I was on mute earlier when Hattie Jane was talking. I'm so sorry, Hattie Jane. Ron and I have talked a number of times about the new website. It doesn't bother us at all. In fact, I've actually had fun playing around with it and seeing what's new and how to access it. And, there's been some glitches, and Ron's sent emails and gotten responses back right away, you know, on the contact us on Nikan. And, I've been having fun playing with it.
And that's not to say there haven't been, you know, issues. We've to this point lost a sale of a couple of bottles of joint from somebody that buys them all the time.
But we know he will eventually buy them again as soon as the website, right? And so we've been in contact with them.
Excellent. Anyone else?
Yeah, this is Janice.
Good evening, Janice.
I took pretty good notes on this lesson, and some of my thoughts were that 71% of people have need a supportive extra income. Well, that's pretty high for us, you know. And we need to stand out to our competition. Of course, I don't think we've got any competition as far as I'm concerned. Nobody's got the unique products we've got, you know. And people don't care what's in the store until they need or want what we have. That's how we keep talking to people about being, are you open to learn? Are you open to a new idea? And so mine this last week was getting to talk to my granddaughters who want to have babies and they are not doing that, and somebody said lactoferrin may help, so I asked them if they were open. And I sent them some literature, and now I need to follow up. Not guaranteeing that they'll have a baby, but it gives them another option.
Excellent. Excellent.
And Shirley's here in Winnipeg.
Good evening, Shirley.
Good evening. I was a little late to the party today, but I'm here. I think Ron and, well, quite a few people have mentioned it already, is the neutralizing, your one thought neutralizes the other. And I guess I hadn't thought of it as much in that concept, as that you think you're going to do this and then something else, and then your other maybe I'll do it later thought just totally neutralizes the first one, so then you don't get it done. So it ends up, it's neutralized and no action happens. So, and it's not that I've really consciously decided I won't do it. It just happens. Yeah, the mental warfare. I thought, yeah, that's kind of my brain, I think, in a lot of cases. But with regard to the website and a few other things, yeah, the whole I can attitude is definitely beneficial in thinking about it's beyond my control and just there's no point getting upset about stuff. It's just you deal with it and like trying to place an order for the same, the heart thing. And it was not there. And I remember listening on Saturday and Barb Satterway saying that it was, one of them was in the shopping cart. Well, they weren't in the Canadian shopping cart at all. So it wasn't until they showed up on the shopping cart, I think it was Monday, that I tried again and it was actually there. So I thought, oh, great, I can do it. But then it wouldn't accept my credit card. It kept kicking me out and telling me that it wasn't valid, so I ended up having to phone in anyway. But I could understand people just getting angry and annoyed and saying, I'm not doing this, but just the whole idea of it's what you live with and you deal with it and make the best of it.
Absolutely.
But it's very difficult to not get a little upset with Canada Post, but that's okay. My shipment went from Toronto to Vancouver, and maybe it'll get back to Winnipeg eventually, but we'll know. Never know. But went from California to Toronto to Vancouver. So it's been 2 weeks en route now. So we'll see if maybe I get my auto ship before the middle of the month. So I'm getting a little better at making sure I stock a little. I don't like to stock a lot of stuff, but the way shipping has been happening lately, you've got to, because I'm down to a few things that I'm running out of again.
That's all right.
I just deal with it.
Thank you, Shirley. Thank you so much. All right. Well, hey, we finished on time tonight, so thank you, everybody. And I try to always do, Randy Rolfe is going to be with us Saturday AM Live, attorney/nutritionist. And I've specifically asked her to talk about the transformational leadership, that wonderful evaluation that we get to do. I was in a room full of people last night. There must have been probably 30 at a, what's called a Firewise meeting, and learning how to better create a defensible space around your home to make it, you know, fire safe in case of a wildland fire. And as each person, not everybody spoke up, but as people asked questions or made a comment, I found myself not pigeonholing them, but I found myself thinking, oh, they're coming from that perspective. And I literally, visionary, insider, maker, or humanizer. I found myself thinking that way, and it was really, really fun. And I'm so grateful that we, you know, have that to do. And I would encourage you to use it as a lead-in, because it really is fun. And if you don't have it, you know, pop me a text or an email, and I'll make sure you get the link, because we can keep doing it over and over and over. So anyway, I smell spaghetti. So as the toucan says, you know, with Fruit Loops commercial, follow your nose. It always knows. I'm going to bid you good night. Thank you again, everybody. And looking forward to hearing all about lesson 10.
Thank you, everybody.